Esk reached up as high as she could and felt around the tree for the marker. This time she was lucky. But the pattern of dots and grooves told her she was over a mile from the village and had been running in the wrong direction. There was a cheese-rind moon and a sprinkling of stars, small and bright and pitiless. The forest around her was a pattern of black shadows and pale snow, and she was aware not all the shadows were standing still. Everyone knew there were wolves in the mountains, because on some nights their howls echoed down from the high tops, but they seldom came near the village. The modern wolves were the offspring of ancestors that had survived because they had learned that human meat had sharp edges. But the weather was hard, and this pack was hungry enough to forget all about natural selection. Esk remembered what all the children were told. Climb a tree, light a fire. When all else fails, find a stick and at least hurt them. Never try to outrun them. The tree behind her was a beech, smooth and unclimbable. Esk watched a long shadow detach itself from a pool of darkness in front of her and move a little closer. She knelt down, tired, frightened, unable to think, and scrabbled under the burning cold snow for a stick.